Okay, it's 5:20 p.m. This is a meeting of the Derby Pension Board. Today is Tuesday, May 9th. We'll call the meeting to order and rise to salute the flag. I pledge allegiance
to the flag,
of the United States of America and to the Republic,
for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible,
liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we'll have the roll call. Stephen Icone.
Here.
Mark Garofalo. Here. Charles Sampson.
Present.
Maria Common.
Here.
Judy Sevcik.
Here.
Robert Bell. Roberto Santos. Okay, the record should reflect that there are five members present, so there are enough for a quorum. Next item on the agenda is the public portion of the meeting. If there's anybody from the public that would like to address the pension board, please just identify yourself, your name and address for the record, and you can speak before the board. Is there anybody from the public? Is there anybody from the public that would like to speak? Anybody from the public? Hearing none, then we'll close the public portion.
Mr. Garofalo, Charlie Sampson, if I could.
Please.
Just the agenda that I have presented in front of me that was received 2 days ago, just item number five. Although this is a special meeting, we can't add anything. I just want to make a typographical correction that it should say discussion and possible action. The word action is missing from it, but it's implied.
Okay. So noted. If you just read that for the record, the item, just so everybody's clear on what the one item is on the agenda.
Right. Item number five is appoint pension plan administrator for 2023 to 2024, discussion and possible action.
Okay. All right. So we'll open the discussion for the purpose of beginning the discussion. I'll recognize our city treasurer, Maria Connell.
Hey, guys. So I guess first, before I kind of go through my assessment, does anyone have any feedback on the presentations and all the summaries that have been sent on the five candidates that it was narrowed down to? No? Okay. So after upon further review, you know, going from the five that we spoke to that day, I narrowed it down to two, obviously not including just for this first part, the current firm. But the two that I felt were the strongest, that their price point in terms of assets under management and future investments within the pension plan were RPA advisors. I thought they did a really great job presenting. Judy, I think they were the first, for order purposes, I believe they were the first group that we saw. Where they did have somebody zoom in from video conference. The second that I'm a little more familiar with is 3D Capital Management. And then obviously we have our current plan administrator, which is Burn Wealth. Does anyone feel strongly about one over the other before I kind of break down some analysis and some stuff that I did since we met with them last?
No.
Okay. You know, so after analysis, I like RPA. My research on them is they don't have any pension plans our size that are in Connecticut. I thought their price point was pretty good. They're hovering at about 1.5% for assets under management, which is lower than what we're paying now. 3D Capital Management is out of Connecticut. They're a little bit more geographically better for us, can make more public appearances versus video conference, which, you know, for me personally, working closely with the pension plan administrator, I would prefer. And their fees for assets under management was 1.25. Pretty similar investment styles. Both actually had a lot of overlapping presentation when it came to what the breakdown of the investments were. I think when I compare it to what we have now, if you look at, you know, the pension plan is hovering, you know, under 18 million with some loss in the market over the last year, which is expected. You know, everybody's down a little bit. But if you take that into account with a little over half a percentage in difference in fees makes a dramatic difference over time. So if no one has any objections, I would move to make a decision on moving to a new plan administrator for the current year.
Maria, what happens with the 457? We're going to leave that where
it
is?
The 457 is not me. That's controlled by a different department. So we're talking strictly just the pension here. The 457, I think we've discussed this in the past. We probably should look at that as well. You know, that's had the same plan administrator for quite some time. So I think that that's a deeper dive. That was not presented. No one presented on taking over the 457. That was not one that we put out to bid.
I understand that, but does it hurt us having two different companies running the same? Because we're going to take the money away from one if we do, and they're still going to have the 457.
I think it benefits us to have two different people managing two different pools of money versus one firm managing all of it. But I'm definitely open for a discussion on that. A little bit of a different investment strategy within both. Just because of the way the pension plan works versus the way the 457 works. The 457, you know, people are obviously electing out of their paychecks what they're going to put towards that. So that's a little bit different. Where, you know, the pension plan has to survive and be able to thrive so that we can pay our pension employees when they retire.
Yes. I mean, I'm just, you know, you think it's going to make a rough spot that it's, if you're comfortable with it, I mean, that's fine.
You mean in terms of burn wealth?
Relationship-wise.
I mean, it's a fiduciary duty. They can't, because they lost another account with us, it can't penalize another account that they have with us. I mean, if that's the case and we feel that way, then we should move all the money from burn. But I think I have faith that they can separate the two separate plans.
Okay. That's what I was getting at.
Steve, are you saying that we should go out the bid for that too?
I would like to look at it eventually because, again, it's just like Maria said, it's been a long time and we haven't looked at it. We're looking at one and not the other. In hindsight, it would have been nice to look at the both at the same time, but that's why I'm asking her if she thinks it's going to create a rough spot. And if she's comfortable, it's not, because it's two different funds. That's good for me.
I think that maybe not taking everything away from burn is a good thing. Hopefully it will maybe give them a little inspiration to be a little bit more hands-on and, you know, different communications, not just, you know, one snapshot email every 4 to 6 months. You know, I haven't even gotten much communication from them since they came to present. So it doesn't seem like us putting it out to bid has lit any fire underneath them in terms of some things that I've expressed to them that we probably need a little bit more attention on. Judy, I know you were, Charlie, you weren't there the day of the presentations, right?
No, I couldn't make daily. I had to work. I only have one. I actually read the proposals, but I only have one question. I believe that it was RPA. Their basis points were calculated on a $20 million plus investment. Our last report was that we're somewhere in the neighborhood of 17. Is this going to make a difference when we sit down with RPA to hammer out a contract?
Yeah. So we'll miss that breakpoint that they illustrated in their presentation, which was another thing that I discussed with them since, which I didn't love because obviously some of that is market losses. You know, our pension is pretty well funded in terms of people making contributions. It's actually pretty good. So, you know, that's definitely something that I want to investigate a little further, maybe give them the opportunity to, you know, come back and say that we'll you know, we'll honor, you know, the break point, but, you know, $2 million, I'm not sure that they'll be able to within their contract. What I liked about 3D is that they didn't have those breakpoints. It was flat throughout. So, you know, whether that account is dropping a little bit more or that account gets up to 20, once it actually hits 20, it gets decreased by, I think it was like 10 basis points, which is not a huge, huge number, but at least it's something. So it is a little incentive to get to that 20 million mark. We were a lot closer to that, obviously, before the last like 18 months. We were teetering right in between 19 and 20. So again, market change, bond rates, all that stuff that we have currently invested has definitely affected that.
Greatly understood. Thank you.
Yep, no problem. Any other questions on that?
I think to me, this is like kind of like buying a laptop. All laptops nowadays are good. They all work. They're all pretty fast. They're all pretty light. So you got to pick what you're comfortable with for your purposes and, you know, use whatever criteria. So I'm not a financial person. You are. So I think your recommendation is the most important element here, what you feel comfortable with, that they're going to serve us well, they're going to be honest, and we can do the best with. I mean, the criteria has to be really small. I mean, there'll be details, the breakpoints and all this. I understand that. But yeah, so I'm kind of taking a back seat on this because I'm not an expert on this, but that's my criteria always, you know?
Okay, thank you for that. No, I appreciate it. I mean, just to give you, because that's a great point. What I looked at after the presentations and I looked at through all the bids, obviously I tried to since then kind of dig through the minutiae of here, like you said, here's this pretty shiny portfolio that we're going to put you guys in. I kind of took that. I took presentation skills. I took their location. You know, we had a couple people who are like Pennsylvania and different states. And I rather just keep it home and keep it with somebody who's in Connecticut, who is more central to our location, knows a little bit, you know, more in depth of what's going on here. And I think, you know, price point, while it's not the be all end all, if all the shiny laptops are the same, I'd rather get the biggest bang for my buck than pay for the most expensive if I'm going to get the same, you know, product out of all of it. So
exactly. Yeah, I mean, from the presentations, I liked them all. I thought they were all quite competent and had, you know, good and bad points. I didn't particularly like the current guys because they just seemed a little aloof to me, or I don't know, like, why are we doing all this? You know, we're so good for you. So they didn't say that.
Right.
It just felt like that to me. So I didn't care for them that much. But yeah, everybody was pretty good.
Yeah.
You choose. That's what I move that Maria chooses. Well, okay. She makes a suggestion.
Okay. All right. Is everybody okay with that motion?
So could you just restate the motion, please?
Oh, you want to be that, like an actual motion? Okay. I move that Maria choose. I don't care if we go with one or two. I think I'm like her. Why put all your eggs in one basket? So that Maria make a recommendation to us of who she thinks the best service.
If we're going to move to adopt, she didn't say which one she picked. That's what I heard.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I moved that she recommend one to us, and then we can vote on it, agree or not. I think she's by far has the most experience to pick them. I don't want to pick. I don't know.
So maybe Maria, can you make the motion then?
You mean you want me to pick one right now on the spot?
Well, are you making a recommendation?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think of the two, like I said, you know, I liked RPA. I don't like that we wouldn't see a break point for a little bit. So I would make the motion to reward the bid to 3D Asset Management. They're right here in Connecticut. Their fee-based structure was really good, and I think it fits our size of pension really well and doesn't penalize us for being larger. So I would move to make that motion.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Second, Charlie Sampson.
Okay, any discussion on the motion?
Yeah, Maria, I got one question. When you mentioned freebase structure, we're talking about them having skin in the game. They're going to make their money and fee off of what they put up for the investment.
Correct. It's not like a flat we had a couple that there was like fees that we have to cut checks for. And I was not a big fan of that because they're still making the same amount of money.
I don't. Yes, I'm sorry. Well, that's what I'm making sure. I'm not a fan of that at all either. I want them to have skin in the game. If you're going to invest, you're making your money off of what you invest in.
Yeah, the only three that came to present that were a fee-based structure were Burn, 3D, and RPA. The rest all had, you know, like an upfront charge and a quarterly fee that we pay out of an account, and it's not really based off of assets under management. It was flat fees. So I did take that into account as well. So, Mark, are we good with that motion? Do we need to do anything else?
No, there's a motion and a second, and then you have discussion. I just want to add one thing of discussion. The thing that I think we need to be unified as a board is to ensure that there's transparency in the communication with the board and the members of the plan throughout as we're starting a new relationship. I think we need to make sure that gets communicated very directly and that we insist that that be the case throughout with regular reporting and regular reports so that they're available to everybody who needs them. I guess that's just something I think we should make sure that happens. That's my only addition to what has already been said.
Yeah, I 100% agree.
Okay, so if there's no other discussion, then there's a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Are there any opposed? Okay, so those were in favor. Anybody opposed? Any opposed? Okay, then the motion carries unanimously. And there being no other, thank you very much, Madam Treasurer, for your great and diligent work on this matter, and to the members of the board for the time spent reviewing all the materials. If there's no objection, it's 5:38 p.m. I'll take a motion to adjourn.
Go move, Charlie Sampson.
Second.
Mr. Iacone. Okay, thank you very much. Then we're adjourned at 5:38. Have a great night, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
See you guys.
Bye-bye.